Continuing Adios, Perek Gimel Mishnah Yud Beis. Shlosh Dvarim Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Matir. There are three things that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah permits, the Chachamim Ostrim, the Chachamim would not permit. First one is Poroso Yitzah Beritzua Shaben Karneho. This refers to a person who is a cow, can go out in the streets on Shabbos with an adornment, or Ritzua is a strap, Ben Karneho, between its horns as an adornment, whether that's considered carrying, or whether it's considered just clothing or adornment, which is mutter to have on you. The interesting Loshon here is that it says it's Poroso, his cow, even though Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah didn't allow his own cow to go out, but his neighbor's cow, but it's called Poroso, his cow, because he should have intervened and should have maybe forbidden it if it was problematic. So the Gemara goes into discussion over there about taking responsibility for other people's actions as well. But the next part of the Mishnah is Umakordin Esabhema Beyomtov. You can use a comb to scratch or to comb out a behemoth on Yom Tov, whether you're going to pull out hairs. Some say this will be a metal comb that would put for pulling out small pieces of small insects, for example, for ticks from the animal. So the machlokes is whether you can use those. And the last halacha is that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah permits is v'shochkin es ha-pilpilin, and whether you can use a pepper mill. Barei Chaim, you can crush down the peppers within the mill, a small pepper mill or a large pepper mill, shalahen, with their own special pepper mills, which they would have specifically for that purpose. And these would be large mills, and whether you can do that on Shabbos or whether you can do that or not. That's all these halachas are taught in Maseches Beitzah, and therefore this halacha here is the subject of machlokas over there. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ein Makordin Esavehema Biyamtiv. That when it comes to the combing of the animal, which you discussed was with a fine metal comb, you can't do that on Yom Tov. An issue Oseh Chabura, because at the same time as combing the animal, you're likely to cut the animal, scratch it, and cause a Chabura wound in the animal. Avol Mekaretzafin, but you can use a wider spaced wooden comb, and that would be less likely to cause a chabura, a wound in the animal. V'chomer umrim, and the chomer say that ein mekardin af lo mekartzvin. You can't use either. You can't use the fine metal one, and you can't use the wider wooden one on Yom Tov. And the Mishnah carries on the new perek, perek Gavi. Eilu dvarim mekule beishamai. This whole perek discusses matters which are, where normally we base Hillel would normally be as a makel, a lenient. On this occasion, this parak gives a list of things where Beis Shammai is lenient, or mechumrei Beis Hillel, and where Beis Hillel, of course, will therefore be more machmir, or more strict. And the list starts off Beitzah Shenolda Biyamtiv. This should be familiar to us because it's a beginning of Maseches Beitzah. If an egg is laid on Yom Tov, Beis Shammai say Teachel. Beis Shammai say you can eat it. Beis Hillel Omrim Lo Seachel, you can't eat it. And the point of discussion here is really only problematic when you have a Yom Tov falling on a Sunday. When it falls on a Sunday, the egg was finished off on Shabbos. You can't prepare from Shabbos to Yom Tov. And therefore, if Yom Tov was on a Sunday, then that egg born was prepared already on Shabbos. And therefore, that will be Mukta. You cannot use it. And the question is, do you apply that Yom Tov on Sunday to Gezer to all other Yom Tov as well, even if it falls in the middle of the week, where you can prepare from midweek to Yom Tov, of course. But do you make a Gezer because of the case where Yom Tov is on a Sunday? Machalokas Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai, in the next case, Beis Shammai say, Sa'or b'kazayis v'chomets b'kaseves. When it comes to the Issa of destroying chomets and destroying Sa'or, which is yeast, and then there's certain shiurim which you need to destroy to make it a shiur, not to be over bali or bali motze. You must be able to discover these things over in your house, or leave them in your house on Pesach. The shirim are, according to Beis Shammai, is Seor, a Seor which is yeast, because that there is ice, but Bechometz, the Chometz itself, then Bekekseves, which is a larger share, which is a share the size of a date. However, Beis Hillel Amrim, the shirim are both, before you, is both the smaller share of a Kazais, which is an olive, and then if you see the size of both either yeast or chometz, the size of an olive will be over Bali Rabali Motza on Pesach, Mishnah base. A behema shenolden on Yomtov, a behema which is born on Yomtov, and that akomod, everybody agrees, shehi muteres, that's going to be okay, because even the day before, that behema, even though it was unborn, it would still muteres to eat it. And the case, of course, where the mother is an animal which she would eat as well, and since it was fully formed, more than the fetus, but a fully formed animal inside the mother's tummy the day before, therefore had shechted the mother, then you could have eaten the child as well, and therefore it was muchan, it was prepared to be eaten, even from the day before, and there is a result, and then it's not muktzah when it comes out the next day. However, everybody agrees on the other side, and truth, everybody agrees to the previous halacha, and everybody agrees to this halacha, which is that an efroach, if a chick hatches, she yotza min habeitzah, it hatches from the egg, there, and that happens on Yom Tov, I come with him shu also, then it's also, because the day before it was inside the egg, and then you couldn't eat a chick inside an egg, and that would be considered muktzah, you wouldn't think about it at that point, and therefore that's muktzah, and therefore you cannot eat a newly hatched chick on Yom Tov. The next halachas continue. Hashochet chayav oif by Yom Tov. Can you shech the chayav oif on Yom Tov? Now the chayo, which is a wild, not wild animal, but certainly a kosher animal, which is not a behemor. Not too many of these around. But the animal which lets tzvi ayol, which are kosher animals, which have den of a chayo, there is a halacha, which is both pertinent just to chayah and also to an oif. And that is that when you shecht these animals and there is blood, there is a mitzvah of kisui hadam, of covering the blood. You cover the blood with something which is earth or earth-like. So there, beishame umrim yachba b'deka v'chaset. They're beishame mekel, they again here, they're more lenient. And as much as if you have already in the ground or in a soft ground, you have something like a spade, or it's probably smaller than a spade just for this purposes, but it's in the ground and you have to just simply remove it from the ground, and the ground is soft and it will come with it, some earth will come with it, and you can use that earth then just simply then to cover the blood, then even though you haven't specially designated it before Yom Tov, but you can use that and cover your blood of the oaf or of the chaya on Yom Tov. No, you cannot shecht these animals, because you haven't prepared any earth, and if you can't do the mitzvah of kisui hadam, so you can't shech the animals, elam kin, unless ha'ilo ofar muchon, unless he had prepared, designated especially some earth for this purposes. However, modim, however, they both agree, shim shochat b'dieved, if you did shecht these animals, this of and the chayah, then sheyech l'badekeh v'chaseh, then you can use the spade or the small spoon, if you like, whatever it was in the ground, the stick in the ground that you could remove from the ground, which in the soft earth, and use that earth now to cover this blood. Another halacha is, and all the word she'efer is, not putting, maybe the girsa should be as a new halacha, but not this continuation, but efer kira muchonhu. That also, when it comes to a kira is a stove or a small oven. It's actually a double oven, but it's different to an oven. It has a wide, straight sides as opposed to curved insides. Either way, when you heat things inside it, you create coal after you've heated. You create ash inside the oven. The assumption here is that if you prepare things on erev Yom Tov, then you have inside it, you have the afer, which is the ashes, and those ashes, before Yom Tov comes in, you have in mind that you, or it's assumed that you have in mind that you're going to use ashes for whatever purposes you may need ashes for, and one purpose would be to cover blood, for example. That also could be used for this purpose as well, and therefore you can use the afer, which is inside a kira, and you can use that to cover the earth, and that's only when the food is prepared before Yom Tov. It's prepared on Yom Tov, which you can. And of course, you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov. But if you prepare on Yom Tov, so long as the coal is hot and you could use it for a cooking, then you can use those, that coal, the ashes there, which are hot ashes, hot embers, to do the covering of the blood. Mishnah Gimel, Beis Shammai Omrim, Beis Shammai say, Hefker la'aniyim hefker. Now, the Girsa has a vase instead of a pei, but the word hefker means the same as hefker. That if you, you're allowed to go into Beis Shammai, take some produce on in your field, and you can make a hefker, but specifically hefker just for aniyim. Usually we think of hefker as becoming ownerless, and you can't really make any conditions on your ownerless status. But here, according to Beis Shammai, you can just make things hefka just for aniyim, and that does work as hefka. But Beis Hillel Omrim, Beis Hillel say no. And they learn from the Pasuk regarding Shvius that Ein hefka ashe yufkar af l'ashim kashmita. In the same way that Shemitah, we have an extra drosha that you have to leave things completely ownerless to anybody. Anybody can take it. So similarly, we're not from there, the dinim of hefker, that you cannot make something hefker unless you make hefker not just for poor people, but also for rich people. Kol omrei hasode shel kav kav. We know that there is another halacha here that when you have you collect some things from your field, let's say they're in piles, and you collect them all in, and you forget a particular pile that has a din of shichicha, and you have to leave that for the one of the matnas aniyim. And the halacha over here is kol omri hasodesh al kav kav. If you have piles in your field, and each pile of produce contains in a kav, a certain shiur, and they all stand a shiur. However, echod shel arba kabin, and there is one large pile of four kabin, ushchocho, and you forget that large pile. Now, does it have a din of being one pile, like any other pile, and therefore it has no shechicha? Or is that one pile, since it's so big, and it's four times the size of any other pile, has it, even though it's in one, all stacked together, does it have a din of four piles? If it has a din of four piles, shechicha does not apply to four piles. It would only apply to if you're leaving less than four piles, three piles. But here we have one large pile, which is very big. Is that considered one pile? Or is it four piles? Machlokes Beis Shammai Omrim, Ein shechicha. Beis Shammai said it's not shichcha, and the owner can go back and take it because it's considered four piles, even though they're all together. And Beis Hillel Omrim shichcha, he considered it as one pile, even though it's just one very large pile. He considers just one pile of produce, and therefore that shichcha would apply to it, and he has to leave it to the aniyim.